The Czech Finance Minister Miroslav Kalousek has been named Finance Minister of the Year for Emerging Europe 2011, an award presented by the Washington-based Emerging Markets magazine.
The Czech Finance Minister beamed with pride as he picked up his award from Emerging Markets magazine in Washington. All in all, it had been a good week. The minister's draft budget for 2012 was approved unanimously by the cabinet, and given the coalition government's comfortable majority in the lower house, there is little cause to fear for its fate. Even a downward revision of the country's economic growth for next year left the minister undaunted.
If the lower growth predictions turn out to be correct, it will mean just one thing. We will have to progress from across-the-board cuts to very targeted and very effective cost-cutting measures.
Politiku tupých škrtů a zahájit politiku škrtů velmi ostrých.
Mr. Kalousek's tight hold on the purse strings may not make him popular with his cabinet colleagues or the public, but his uncompromisingly frugal policy contributed to the country's recently upgraded credit rating by Standard & Poor's to AA- at a time when many other states are struggling to ward off downgrades. Well, for a few hours at least, the Czech finance minister could bask in the praise from foreign financiers. At home, he can expect a cold reception. Not only has the government failed to find backing for its 2012 budget cuts and structural reforms from employers and trade unions, but the finance minister has come under fire for lack of political finesse and his roughshod manner of riding over any opposition he encounters. In recent days, the finance minister made headlines for slapping a young man on the street who yelled insults at him, calling some of the country's MEPs a bunch of insignificant idiots, and telling the Prime Minister through the media that he was in his post only thanks to his party's godfathers. The Prime Minister retorted that he feared for his finance minister's mental health. Commentator Jiří Pehe says that where the Czech Republic is concerned, this kind of behaviour in top-level politics has unfortunately become the norm and no longer surprises anyone.
I think that the country's reputation has never been great in this respect. The Czech Republic may be known for having a rather good financial outlook, for example, but it doesn't certainly have a good reputation for being politically competent and being a tolerant country. So I don't think that these various conflicts that we see between the Prime Minister and his Finance Minister, or various conflicts within the ruling coalition, are coming as a great surprise to observers abroad, simply because no one who has followed Czech politics for a period of time can have a very high opinion of Czech political culture, unfortunately. So I think that in general, Czech political culture can only improve. It is very low right now, and what we see in relations between various government parties is a syndrome of this very bad political culture.
Well, Jiří Pehe ending that report from Daniela Lazarová, and it appears that Mr. Kalousek was one of the few Czechs picking up some awards this weekend. Here's the sport.